to people coming in and out of the room, and fortunately you're far enough away, or if you were a little closer it would just be give this constant data readout. So in the, and you guys are also far enough away, so it's okay. But it's amazing how these plants can sense, even when now they're pretty overstimulated from the car ride and everything else, but when they're in my apartment and you can just go quite a ways away, just to, you know, just in the same room, and they're across the room, they respond when they haven't, when they're not overstimulated a lot. So anyways, I'm going to be overstimulated.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Documentation of a piece I did with thousands and thousands of bees that were on stage with me at different times. And I had some of the bees isolated so that they would buzz in particular patterns when there's just a few of them, and they need a kind of a demographic amount of bees until they do certain kinds of buzzing. And they also buzz at different pitches, and when we would put in food, they would go from kind of a C to a C sharp. So they would their wings, of course, would go faster, and they would get excited. So this is part of this kind of work that I've been doing with insects and the movements of insects to affect the sound. But this also has kind of a somewhat humorous narrative to go along with it. So it's about 8 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
some time to change my setup a little bit. Yeah, you know, the beekeeper who I was collaborating with, it's interesting because he said that he would have to get stung regularly, or he didn't feel right. So he kind of, his body kind of adapted to getting stung by bees a lot, which, you know, and he would go out and purposely get stung by them, and somehow the his body, you know, became very adjusted to that. So I thought that was one of the interesting things about that experience. So, well, this is the last piece I'm going to be doing now, and I think we're good to go. Now, do we have the light situation? And I put down those things. And okay. Thank you. place is so beautiful. So I'm so proud and honored to be performing in a new room.